J.B. beamed proudly as the work he'd done on the engine over the course of the day had paid off. The engine was running more smoothly than it had in the morning, and he was confident it would keep running for as long as he needed it to.
Hang on!
He put the wagon to gear and lurched forward. J.B. drove slowly in darkness, not wanting to try the wag's lights. If they worked, it would help with the driving, but it would make the wag a good target for the farm's sec-men. As it was, all they had to shoot at was a sound in the darkness, and such things were hard to hit at the best of times. Their plan was simple. They would use the 37mm cannon to take out the farm's electric supply. That would shut off the lights, shut down the electric fence, and generally create chaos within the complex. Then they'd use the weight of the wag to break through the front gate. Once inside the complex, Clarissa and Jack would head into the main building to look for Ryan, Christy, and Mildred. J.B. would select strategic targets for the 37mm cannon, such as sec towers, wags, and emergency electricity and lighting, while Dean and Doc would use the 50 calibers to keep the sec force under cover. Depending on how the wag stood up, J.B. would stay with the wag they had, or they'd try to take one of the Baron's wags from inside the barn. While all this was going on, Ryan, Christy, and Mildred would be working their way out from the inside of the complex, splitting the sec force, chilling sec men, and distracting other sec men from the front gate. Add to that the muties, who would be streaming in through the gate and over the fence, taking out sec men and eating them raw, and the slaves themselves, who would have been warned about what was coming, and would be all too eager to escape or chill their former masters. Organized chaos, J.B. thought. He'd have preferred to sneak in with a precision strike, but the electric fence made that too difficult, and they had the firepower to go in with blasters blazing, so why not go with their strengths? And it was all going to start going down in less than 5 minutes. The door to the nursery burst open, and Baron Fox strode in, a blaster in one hand and an electric cattle prod in the other.
Grindwald!
The sec chief stepped forward.
Yes, Baron.
You're no longer sec chief.
Grundwald's mouth opened to utter words of protest, but the Baron didn't give him a chance to respond.
Anyone else have anything to say about Grundwald's demotion?
No one said a word.
Fillinger?
Yes, Baron?
You're the new sec chief now.
Yes, Baron.
Take this fire-headed gaudy slut outside and have her walk the grounds in the lights of a wag. Put 2 sec men on her, a blaster trained on each side of her head. Tell the One-Eye either he comes out of hiding or we'll blow her pretty little head clean off her shoulders.
As you command, Baron.
Mildred moved closer to the bassinet that held her blaster.
Come on, Red. Let's go for a walk.
Christy remained where she was. Mildred inched still closer to the bassinet.
I said let's move.
Suddenly a loud boom thundered from somewhere outside. Several glass containers in the nursery shook. Babies were awakened from their sleep and began to cry. The noise was followed by several seconds of silence.
Find out what that was.
Secman began running up the stairs. A second loud boom sounded, and then all the lights went out. The entire building was shrouded in inky darkness. JB's first shot had missed the tall wooden pole that held the power lines bringing electricity into the complex. He adjusted the wag slightly, moved in closer, and the second blast from the cannon cut the pole down better than any axe ever could. The pole had toppled slowly, and it took several seconds for the lines to snap and the lights to go out inside the complex. There would likely be reserve or emergency lighting coming on at any moment, but JB didn't wait around to find out for sure. He threw the wagon to gear, circled back around toward the front gate, and was now speeding toward the chain-link fence.
Hang on and cover up!
J.B. expected spotlights to catch the wag as they headed toward the main gate, but the complex was still in darkness. Maybe there was no emergency lighting after all. The fence was in front of them.
3, 2, 1!
The front of the wag struck the fence. The vehicle slowed, and for a moment it seemed as if they might be stopped dead in their tracks. But the steel gave way, and they burst through the gate with plenty of speed. J.B. also expected to be under fire at this point, but the sudden plunge into darkness had caused confusion among the ranks of sec men. Many searching the orchards were now caught in the dark. As they charged across the courtyard, a sec man came out from around the corner of the main building. Dean saw him first, cutting the man down with a sweep of the .50 caliber. JB slowed the wag rather than stopping it, deciding a moving target was much harder to hit than one that was standing still.
Go, Clarissa!
Clarissa jumped out of the wag, followed by Jack. A moment later, they were gone. JB turned the wag in the direction of one of the sec towers overlooking the courtyard and main gate.
Doc!
Ready when you are, Captain.
JB pulled the trigger. The cannon let out a loud thud. The air around the wag smelled of cordite. Then, the sec tower was suddenly without one of its legs. It slowly began to fall toward the wag.
Might I suggest that we move our vehicle to avoid an unhappy circumstance?
JB didn't answer. He was too busy trying to get the wag out of the way of the falling tower. When the emergency lights came on, the Baron was gone, and so was Christy. But there was little time to dwell on that with so many sec men in the room. In the dark, Mildred had retrieved her ZKR target pistol, and when the lights kicked in, she was ready. She fired two shots at the sec men at the door to the nursery, hitting the first in the head and catching the second in the throat, who fell to the floor, clutching at his neck, in a futile attempt to staunch the flow of blood. The old nurse, who up until now had been taking care of the newborns in another part of the nursery, suddenly came into the room.
What's going on in here?
Liberation. We're getting out.
These people don't know anything about freedom. I remember it, but most don't know any other kind of life. In fact, some even like it here.
Well, maybe now at least they'll have a choice.
I suppose. Good luck to you. I've got children to tend to.
Mildred reached down and took the Persuader 500 pistol-grip long blaster from the holster of the dead former sec chief.
Here, it might come in handy.
The old woman took the blaster and hefted it in her hand.
It might at that.
Then Mildred picked up Christie's Smith & Wesson from its hiding place and tucked it into the waistband of her jeans. Obviously, Christie had been taken hostage by the Baron and his new sec chief. The two men might as well have signed their death warrants. Ryan had just found Deborah in the Baron's quarters alone when the first boom sounded. Ryan thought it might mean that JB was near. When there was a second boom and the lights went out, he was sure of it.
That's it, Deborah. Time to move.
The two left the cabin and headed for the main building. Hungry muties poured in through the broken front gate like water through a sluice. And when they realized the power was out, they began climbing over the fence, too, surging into the complex from all sides. In the eerily dim glow of the emergency lights, sec men raised their blasters at the charging muties, but hesitated when they saw how many of the hunger-mad creatures they were up against. Some sec men fired, others ran, as far as the front gate and beyond. Most ended up as meals for the starving mutants. The lucky ones were killed quickly. The unlucky ones were eaten alive. And throughout all the mayhem, the Skydark spawn observed and recorded everything in her battle tactics database. Then, in her assumed form of the Muti demigod, she began to enter the fight herself, utilizing the learned fighting skills of the Mutis in addition to her own biomechanical weaponry. If this wasn't the enemy, it was the next best thing. Ryan left the cabin and, along with Deborah, ran to the main building. The sec men in the area didn't seem all too concerned with their progress, as the thud of a large-bore weapon and the crackle of heavy-caliber machine blasters had them all scrambling for cover. As Ryan turned the corner on the building, a familiar flash of white caught his eye.
Jack!
The spot of white reappeared in the blown-out hole where the front doors used to be. Jack waited for Ryan, and when they met, the two embraced.
Oh, good see you.
Likewise.
Clarissa came up behind Jack. Deborah was standing by Ryan's side.
This Clarissa, friend of Muti's, helping us.
Deborah.
Ryan gestured with his head in the slave's direction.
Friend of mine.
There's the one eye!
Blaster fire suddenly began slamming into the wall behind them. They all dove for cover, scraping and cutting their hands on the shards of glass scattered around the building. Ryan found himself pinned behind a column supporting the building's second floor.
Deborah, can you get us to the nursery? That's where Christy and Mildred are.
I can take you there.
Ryan wanted to move, but sec men on the roof of a nearby building were still pinning them down. But just below the sound of blaster fire came the grinding of a wag engine. Low at first, but growing louder by the second. Without warning, there was a boom that shook the ground, followed by a small explosion.